This is Talk for Food. Your portal into quantum possibility. I'm Adam Abraham. Each week, I'll be your guide on this expedition where we'll explore the near and far reaches of this thing called life on Earth and beyond. Talk for Food is brought to you by publishers of I Am My Body Not, A Freedman, an Emancipation Proclamation, and Transdermal Magnesium Therapy, and producers of Understanding MMS, Conversations with Jim Humble, the only feature-length documentary on the subject of the miracle mineral supplement on Earth. Greetings, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Talk for Food, which comes to you each week over webtalkradio.net. I'm Adam Abraham, and it's my pleasure to bring this program to you where we gather ourselves together and journey into the realm of quantum possibility, where we look into what is possible from the perspective of our heart, from the perspective of our highest hopes and wishes and aspirations, and also from a perspective of understanding that it is we who are creating it, and we have the power to do so. Much of our life is spent being told what is not possible, what can't be done. And guess what? The more certain we are about what can't be done, the more it can't be. And yet, once we start to see and realize and appreciate and feel that something that is wonderfully resonant within us, something that is anticipated with glee and with joy and wonder in seeing how rich life would be if and when it occurred, that is how we start to make those things come about. That is how they come into being. They come into being by us first believing in them and believing in ourselves, believing in their rightness for us, for humanity, whatever the reason. Peace is something that is right, that we're worthy of. It is time for it. And I'm not talking so much about world peace. I'm talking about peace within yourself. You know, world peace begins when you and I are at peace with ourselves, no matter what's happening around us. And so this is where we get reminded of these things. We start learning about the process of being peaceful, the process of being powerful, the process of being responsible, the process of becoming aware of our ability to transform and transcend, transform the problems, if you will, transcend the anxieties and the fears, and move into a realm that is free of those, which we can experience in the here and now. We don't have to wait until way over yonder. We can do it right now, irrespective of what's going on around us. Now, with all that said, this week's show is about water. And very specifically, we did a show last year about water. In fact, water ionizing systems. We had Peter Goodgold of Water Works for You on as a guest, and I learned a lot about water ionizing systems. Well, I've also been hearing about something called structured water. And, you know, I was trying to figure out, okay, all of it is good as far as I'm concerned, but the question is, where does it all sit relative to each other? And my guest this week is Clayton Nolte, who has developed a water structuring device. And so we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we will begin learning about water structuring. Structured water is the term, and where it sits in the scheme of things and why it's important to you. So let's take this break. We'll get back. We'll have a little time to chat here and there, or for me to babble, as the case may be. But you're listening to Talk for Food, and we're on webtalkradio.net. I'm Adam Abraham. We'll be back in a few.
American adventurer Jim Humble discovered how a simple chemical compound and powerful oxidizer, chlorine dioxide, could be effectively used to reduce toxicity within the human body. The buzz on Jim's discovery, MMS, Miracle Mineral Supplement, is spreading, but not the understanding. Until now. Understanding MMS, Conversations with Jim Humble, is a new DVD available only at understanding-mms.com. The Understanding MMS DVD will show how you can be part of your own solution to toxicity. Here's the documentary producer.
This is Adam Abraham inviting you to get informed and help others to be informed of this amazing way to reduce the body's load of toxins, harmful microorganisms, and pathogens from the waters inside our body.
Get your understanding today for only $29.95 at understanding-mms.com. That's understanding-mms.com. Use passcode RBN to receive 10% off.
Our health really depends on it. The new buzzword in hydration is structured water, because when Mother Nature makes water ready for human intake, it is structured. Most of the water that we drink, no matter how thoroughly distilled, processed, or ionized, is not. When attached to a water line, utopic water structuring devices induce a natural transformation of water as though it had joyfully made its way down a mountain stream, picking up the energy and light that sustains life. Using no filters, electricity, or magnets, while relying on simple movement influenced by sacred geometry, utopic water structuring devices do something to water that only comes naturally. Deliver generous amounts of biophoton, or living light, itself. Experience for yourself the difference when water becomes utopic. You can find utopic water structuring devices at shop.understanding-mms.com. All right, it's time to get into the meat of this week's edition of Talk for Food here on WebTalkRadio.net with Adam Abraham. And I might mention to you now that to reach me, to contact me, all you got to do is drop me a line at adam@talkforfood.com and also let you know that we're now on iTunes. You can do a search and find Talk for Food on iTunes. So let your iPod nation know we're on iTunes now, and anyone else that can get it, look forward to saying hello. And in the meantime, this is our conversation with Clayton Nolte. He has designed what's called a biophoton water structuring device. It is an inline system that literally will structure water as it comes through your pipes out of your faucet. And this is something that can and will, I feel, make a significant change to the way we drink water. And it should. Here it goes. Water is probably one of the most important things that we consume. And because it all looks alike, it's probably one of the most confusing to determine what's good water, what's not. How do you know? And what do we need to know to find that out, I guess, is really what it boils down to. And to answer and address that question, we are welcoming Clayton Nolte, who has developed a very unique device. It's called a biophoton water structuring device. And we're going to get into what that is and what differentiates or makes it very special. First of all, Clayton, welcome. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for inviting me.
Let's start right off. Water structuring device and biophoton. Let's kind of start there. What's water structuring, first of all?
Water structuring basically is emulating nature. Nature, if you take a bucket of water and you put it in a mountain stream and collect it to the bottom, it's structured. And so as the water is moving over the rocks and around all the curves and corners, it is making the water in the image of perfection. Structured water is a perfect water for hydration. It has no memory, so it's
clear.
It's clear. It has a high life force energy, and it's a balanced nature water. The pH is balanced, very similar to what the body requires. It provides a pH, which is potential hydrogen, of about 7.5. And most water in nature is alkaline. However, if it's coming up out of the ground, it's acidic. So it needs tending to, in a sense.
So there is a difference between structured water and not structured water then?
Yes.
And apparently structured water, I'm getting the picture of a like a key with a certain type of pattern to it that will accept a specific form or shape or something. And it seems to me that perhaps structured water will actually be allowed to go in and make some types of changes in the way that the right key would, whereas not structured water, unstructured water, would not, you know, that wouldn't happen.
Yes. And the difference, you know, if you look at it visually, you won't see any difference. It'll just be clear water.
Yeah.
And so the difference is structured water feels wetter. It tastes better. It's denser, and it's just absolutely perfect for your body. Structured water carries with it only the things that are good for life. So if you're eating food or you're taking medications or whatever, vitamins, minerals, structured water will only carry with it into your cells the things that are good for life. The rest of the things in the water, for instance, if you're living in a city and you have chlorine, fluoride, excess calcium, whatever, all that stuff in structuring becomes structured itself, and it releases and frees it to be what it really is. Most particles in your water would turn out to be food. In structuring, the only thing that goes forward into the cells would be elements, minerals, vitamins that are good for life.
Okay.
Everything else goes out your elimination system. Now, in the structuring event, if also there may be residual, let's say, information or vibrations, the water molecule, as it's passing through your body, will collect everything that's detrimental within your body. Every cell that it comes to that has a heavy metal or information that is detrimental to that cell's well-being, the water will pull to the inside of the water molecule and carry with it on through your system, out your elimination system.
So if I understand this right, I have been learning and appreciating that water does retain information. First of all, it retains a memory of anything that and any place that it's been. So that is part of what water does, because it transfers that, is a carrier of that information too. But if I'm getting you properly, if there is information that is, say, detrimental or counter to life, if you will, that water molecule won't get into the cell. Is that correct?
That's true. Water comes into a structuring, it comes out of your tap. Basically, tap water is, generally speaking, is your body has to struggle or, let's say, expend a great deal of energy. Even bottled water, most bottled waters are not structured. They are reverse osmosis water or distilled water,
right,
or combinations thereof. And when you drink them, the water, your body has to expend a great deal of energy in order to make it usable. And again, when you drink structured water, it's instantly usable. It's instantly hydrating. And again, it only carries with it the things that are good for life. So if you are, say, eating a meal and drinking structured water, it picks up the energies of the things that are good for life and carries it on into your body, into the cellular level.
You are thinking in terms of, you're talking about things that are beneficial to life versus those which are not. I don't know if it might be minerals that might be detrimental to life, but certainly chemical deposits, organisms, anaerobic ones that may, in fact, need to be moved out. Because you're also mentioning, okay, it brings what's beneficial to life into the cell, but it also takes what's waste, I guess, or detrimental out.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the minerals that are bad for life, in a sense, would be like arsenic, mm-hmm. lead, you know.
Cadmium.
Cadmium. Right. Uh-huh. All those elements, it will.
Mercury.
Mm-hmm. If it's in the water and it's passing through the structuring aspect of these units, what it will do is it will alter the molecular signature of those elements, and it allows them to be free to move on through to your elimination system. It becomes just like a particle of food. The water itself will only, again, take with it the energy and the vibration of things that are good for life.
This is Adam Abraham. You're listening, and in some cases watching, Talk for Food, which comes to you on webtalkradio.net. And we're talking with Clayton Nolte. He's a developer of a biophoton water structuring device. We are talking about structured water.
And an aspect of even fluoride is good for life. So it's ionic event. I mean, we need virtually every element that we know about is part of our body. So to say that even lead is bad, you know, I mean, lead is bad in the form that it's in.
And the concentrations.
And the concentrations, absolutely. But still, we do need a certain signature of lead within our body.
So. In general, is structured water commonly available or in use right now?
In general, it's becoming more and more, let's say, a household word, I would think. There's a lot of devices on the market that tout the information of structured water. There are many ways to structure water. The most stable way of doing it is the way nature would do it. And that's what the devices that I designed and have available are units that are simple, but they do structure water and make it as balanced as nature would. The key to hydration is perfect balance. Perfect balance means that you not only get structured water, but you also need a balance of minerals, and not only minerals, but vitamins.
Mm-hmm. So. Sure. Amino acids, enzymes, all kinds of things that we need. I'd like to talk a bit about some of the ways water is structured and then contrast that with or describe how yours do it and some of the rationale behind your approach.
Some of the common ways of structuring water is using magnetism. You use a magnetic field to alter the waters. And remember this, a structured water molecule, basically, the water molecule forms a group of molecules. Some call it a six-sided figure.
Hexagonal.
Hexagonal mm-hmm. water is a term. When water is structured, running even through my shower unit, it produces structured water where you end up with about 20 water molecules per cluster. So when you have a whole lot of water molecules, they're all the same size, you get denser water. You get more water in a given space than you would before. But you can structure water through magnetism. You can structure water through crystals. You can structure water through praying over it. You can structure water by placing your hands on both sides of your water glass or your wine glass or everything that you consume, and you will change everything that's right before you in a very structured way.
Most people don't know that and probably question because they're looking for the water to probably change its shape or form or it is, but they're wanting to see it before they believe it.
Well, believe me, when you do that very thing, you do change the water in the glass that's before you, the mm-hmm. bottle that's before you. Again, like I said, there's many ways of structuring water. The way that my unit structures water is I am as close as possible emulating nature. But in nature, it takes 5 miles or 10 miles of water being in a stream in order to get a balanced structure. On the other hand, it can be as simple as water going down the drain. It starts to structure itself.
After it's leaving, it's on its way out. And it starts to spiral down there.
Absolutely.
That spiraling motion is part of the vortex that's created.
Right. It's part of the vortex that is a structuring
process.
Process, mm-hmm. exactly.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And another one is, say, you back 2,000 years before Christ, the Essenes. The Essenes structured water by pottery. They had a bentonite, which is clay, pot that was shaped like an egg and had a spigot on the top. And as they poured the water, it would structure the water. It would cause the water to spin.
Mm.
And the bentonite clay provides all the minerals essential for life, the energy of all the minerals essential for life.
That is an important point to note about that because it also indicates and is a reason why bentonite clay is used for many healing situations because of that very property that it had, natural property that it has.
Yes.
And the resonance that it has with the human body itself, which is really made up of the same material.
Absolutely.
Wow. I'm thinking about the work of Masaru Emoto, which he literally showed how water responds to thought and to intent. And it responds in such a way that if it's presented with a certain quality of thought, or lack thereof, of thoughtlessness, it will either form a very consistent hexagonal form, which is indicative of being structured, or it won't. So we definitely have the ability to structure, as you were saying, or we also have the ability to destruct, so it seems.
That's very true. And Emoto, you know, he has a very significant, let's say, demonstration of the words you speak are forming your destiny, the thoughts you think. So I hope that everybody that has seen or, let's say, had a glimpse of Emoto's work, that they get the point that you can label your, it's another way of structuring. You can place the word love on a glass container and change the structure of the water within it. You can place the word God. You can do symbols. I mean, there are virtually as many ways as there are people to structure water.
Wow. So. Our need for water intake is constant. I mean, because we're processing it, things are going in, things need to come out. But would it be correct to say that in the same way that you can structure the water that you're about to drink by just placing your hands in a certain way or putting a label on, or is it possible to structure the water that's already in the body itself?
We're doing that all the time. Mm-hmm. Actually, the liquid within your body, as it's pumped through your heart, is structuring the water. At least it's giving it that imprint. But still, that liquid has to get into your bloodstream. And to get into your bloodstream, it has to be brought to that place of reducing the tension on the water and releasing all of its properties in a proper way to be structured. That's the only way that it can get into your system. And so your body's first mandate is to be hydrated. So whenever you consume water or any liquid, your body will expend as much energy as it needs to in order to become hydrated. The older we get, the more difficult it gets.
Mm-hmm.
So many people, as they're aging, if they can't get hydration, what will happen to many is you'll start retaining water. It's a body defense mechanism. You start retaining water. And that's an extreme case of dehydration.
So, retaining water is an extreme case of dehydration.
Yes.
Because the cells are not accepting the water that's being presented, and we're not eliminating it, or for whatever reason, it's not coming out.
It's a defense mechanism of the body to retain water, to hold it, so that it can have a greater opportunity of actually bringing the water to a place of hydrating the body.
Wow.
So you'll see people that are retaining water builds up in their legs, you know, in their whole body.
Mm-hmm. And yet that is an example of the body not being hydrated and the body attempting to. I mean, it's not for a lack of water, but it's for a lack of water in its proper form that the body can use.
Right.
That the cells can use.
Right. And the other thing is there's a lot of reasons why that happens. First off, it becomes more difficult the more stressed you are,
mm-hmm.
the more polluted the water is, the more pollution that's in the air. Virtually everything is, let's say, resisting your ability to be hydrated. And again, like I said, the older we get, the more difficult it gets. There are many contributing things that keep us from being hydrated well. And in that, you know, again, many people believe that when they go to a store and buy water, that it's good for them.
Right. Especially if we pay a lot of money for it.
Absolutely. Right. Right. You believe that you are getting a quality water. And if nothing else, if that's all you have is a bottle of store-bought water, please take the time to place your hands on both sides of the bottle. And just don't try to either think good thoughts, and if you can't think good thoughts, don't think anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
And you will
clear it.
You will make it in more in your image, and then consume the water.
That's interesting, because these are active steps that people can do to exercise powers that are present and actually being used all the time anyway, except that we're just not aware.
Right.
We don't think we have the power. We're not using them. So we tend to misuse that which we don't know we have.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And again, these devices are designed so you don't have to think about it. We have a unit that fits on your house so that all the water that you use is structured. And believe me, you will realize within the first time that you drink the water, the first time you shower in the water, you will know that it's just a magical event for you.
I will say that I just recently installed a unit under a sink in my kitchen so that I can run tap water. I don't have to run out to buy bottled water all the time, and right there from the tap, just turn it on and fill up the jug. But drinking it, I literally did feel a shot of energy in a good way. It was amazing to note that it wasn't an accident. It didn't seem like it. It was like, well, you drink, you feel it.
Right. Exactly. And there is a very significant thing. When you drink structured water, all that energy that your body would have to expend in making the water usable can now be used to repair the things that need to be repaired and work on your body in other ways. Mm-hmm. It's an enormous amount of energy. And so you will feel more energetic. You'll be able to do more. I have testimonials from people saying that they can read longer, they can study longer, they can do their physical work longer. Mm-hmm. And it just provides you with a greater propensity to do what you're meant to do. Mm. Drinking structured water will help you be very, very healthy.
You mentioned a whole house unit, but let's talk a bit about the form they come in. And what I'll do too, at least for the people that see this visually, is I can show, we can actually see it, but you can describe this for people who are listening. So just tell us a little bit about it.
This is a whole house unit. This particular unit is outfitted with what are called shark bite connectors that are 1 inch for a 1 inch copper or plastic line. And this unit will do a 3,000 square foot home without a problem.
Okay.
And know this, wherever this water goes, everything in its path will be more efficient. So it will improve the efficiency of your water heater. It'll improve the efficiency of your dishwasher, your clothes washing. Mm-hmm. It'll improve the efficiency of your ice machine. And if you have a swamp cooler, the efficiency of it. Also, if the water goes out to water your yard or your garden, everything will just jump up with an enthusiastic life force energy. Mm-hmm. So this unit is designed for a 1 inch in and out. It's very simple to install. Basically, what you do is you measure the overall length of this unit. You subtract 2 inches, cut the pipe, and you clean up the edges of the pipe so they're smooth and cut evenly. And this device just snaps on.
Wow. And you say there are no moving parts to this?
There's no moving parts to this.
Filters to change?
No filters to change.
And is this something that lasts a year or something? You have to change every year? Or
this is a lifetime device. You'll never have to replace it.
So what if your house is bigger than 3,000 square feet?
Then you need more of them. The 3,000 square foot is like, you know, a normal house, okay? And the reason for the 3,000 foot is basically when you structure water and you run it in a straight pipe, the structuring principle or quality only lasts for 300 feet of straight pipe.
Okay.
And that is a condition or a principle of nature. When man wants to make everything perfect and straight,
right,
it's detrimental to life.
It devitalizes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, what we're doing here is running out of time for this segment. We're talking with Clayton Nolte, developer of a biophoton water structuring device. We're getting the 411 on water structuring and destructing to some extent. When we come back, I want to get a little bit into some of the background of this a bit more and look at some of the implications of drinking structured water and being exposed to it, so to speak, when we shower and bathe and stuff like that. This is Adam Abraham on Talk for Food, and we'll be right back on Web Talk Radio.
Dr. Alan Pressman.
There are almost 400 pages to this book, 369 to be exact. Every page is chock full of information. He's right, magnesium, crucial. 68% of us in this country do not consume enough of this incredible mineral involved in 325 enzymatic reactions in our body, most of them concerning the generation of energy. And baby, you need energy to heal.
Your power to maintain and restore well-being is enhanced when you know what magnesium naturally does for you and the wide-ranging consequences of deficiency. In addition, Dr. Circus introduces a simple but elegant way to replenish the body's stores of Mother Nature's catalyst for health. Order your copy of Transdermal Magnesium Therapy today at Amazon.com and find bookstores everywhere.
We come in all shapes and sizes, but for all our apparent differences, we share an important oneness.
I am my body,
not.
Now your child can discover the oneness behind human diversity with I Am My Body, Not, from Philos Books. This progressive book, written by Adam Abraham, helps parents and teachers introduce some of the most basic human concepts and questions. Celebrate the body and the spirit with I Am My Body, Not. Order now, just $19.95 plus shipping and handling.
I Am My Body, Not is available at Philos.com. That's PHAELOS.com. Order yours today.
Hi, this is Mary Meadows, and you're listening to Talk for Food on WebTalkRadio.net.
Welcome back to the second half of Talk for Food on WebTalkRadio.net with Adam Abraham. And are you understanding some of the differences between structured water and water? I'm seeing it, and we're probably going to understand a bit more as this conversation with Clayton Nolte, who developed the biophoton water structuring device, continues. But before we do, I want to let you know even now, and I'll say it again at the end of the show, you can find these units at shop.understanding-mms.com. That's my site for our Understanding MMS documentary, but it is a fully functional store, and we're adding some really cool products there, like oxy powder, like living clay you can actually find, and there's more that's coming, barley gold and flax lignans. There's some great, great products coming up, but the Nature's Hydration biophoton water structuring devices are there, like right now. And that's shop.understanding-mms.com. No www is needed, just shop dot and then the rest. Along the left side, just click the structured water link and you'll be right there. Let's continue this conversation with Clayton Nolte as he talks about the in-house unit and how it works.
So you're better off having, rather than having bigger, you're better off having more. More
okay.
units.
Mm-hmm.
So to really do it right, you know, yes, you would want one of these on the water line coming into your house, which
right.
branches out to everything. You may want to have one for your garden, which this is. This hooks onto a hose or a hose bib.
Okay.
And you can put it in between the hose.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have one for under the sink. And this comes with two hoses to...
Two adapters
to mm-hmm. adapt it for under the sink.
Okay.
And then there is also a shower unit, and you just unscrew the shower dispenser in your shower
mm-hmm.
and screw this on, and you can put the shower dispenser back on the end of it
mm-hmm.
or not. Many people leave it off because it's a very inexpensive way of taking a shower and also filling your water bottles.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because it's accessible there. If you're running it through the shower and you don't put the top on, does it aerate the water as it comes out or something?
Actually, yes. It's kind of an interesting thing. When you get the pressure just right and you watch the water coming out of the end of this,
mm-hmm.
basically you can see the pattern of the water as it's coming out, and it's almost like a braid.
Oh, okay.
It's like braided hair, but you can actually see the pattern in the water as it's coming out the end.
Wow.
And everybody that I talk to after they have a shower unit, they experience a feeling of never wanting to get out of the shower.
Hmm. Okay.
Until they run out of hot water.
Well, a lot of my listeners, old-time listeners, I guess is the case maybe if I got some old listeners, may even remember I did a show a year or so ago with someone who had a water ionizing system. And we talked about it. I learned a lot of basics about water. But structuring is another story. There are a few things we want to cover, but Clayton, what got you into this?
I'll give you the short version.
Sure.
I worked for the government for 40 years, 20 years in the Air Force and 20 years as a consultant in research and development. And my primary field of study was nature. The attributes of nature that I was fortunate to be able to study fully and completely and to emulate some of those attributes into electronic devices.
Okay.
I had the opportunity of experiencing water in its magical form out in nature, and it led me to want to emulate it and bring it into the laboratory. So I spend a lot of hours studying and practicing and researching and actually looking into the masters of water of the past and taking their thoughts into a place that I was doing other things, accessing information of the past and maybe the future. And so I had a lot of help and a lot of, let's say, science minds around me. And I did finally come upon a device that gave me the structured water. I had a lab that had many men and women that were looking for things to do, so I kept giving them things
okay.
to do.
Okay, all right, kept them busy.
I kept them busy. Anyway, I did develop a structuring water unit that allowed me to provide structured water wherever I wanted to go. I made it more and more portable, and every time I built a system or a unit, I found better ways of doing it. Aside from all that, I made a simple system that is what I'm promoting today. And as a description, it is a tuned, basically geometric chamber with tuned geometric forms on the inside. And when the water comes in under pressure, it is forced into a structuring event. But the interesting thing about structuring is once water experiences this freeing, this atmosphere of freedom, it doesn't see anything else. All it sees is freedom and becoming what it's meant to be. And as it moves out the end of even this shower unit that I'm holding in my hand, on the end of here is a piece of brass. And the instant that the water hits the end of this brass piece on the end of it, brass has a detriment to human life.
Okay.
And when structured water hits that brass, it instantly realizes that the brass is not good for life. And what it'll do is it'll turn this brass black. None of these units have had water run through them, so they're all still look like shiny brass.
Right.
But within the first day or so, you will be able to look at this unit and it'll be black.
Okay. And but that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. It's shielding life or itself from something that it can't instantly change.
That's fascinating. Did you have an aha moment? I mean, in terms of you saw that something happens when nature is doing its thing, and then other things happen when it's not. But what was the one that just made you say, well, I've got to actually bring this to fruition?
You're stepping into a world of another story.
Okay. Hello.
So, yeah. Anyway, there were many, 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 many aha moments for me. I worked in a very wonderful environment of unlimited toys, unlimited money, unlimited opportunities. And I always say that I worked in a field of infinite possibilities. And there's nothing that you can't do if you have enough money.
Wow. Let's talk about some of the terms that we're familiar with, like RO water and distilled. I'd like to see where do they fit in this matrix of useful or non-usefulness.
Well, reverse osmosis, RO water. Reverse osmosis water was developed to clean water of the minerals and whatever and the tastes, etc., that are in the water. And it's a, I won't go into how it works. It consumes a lot of water to make RO water. And I know they're getting better, but it is what it is. Mm-hmm. Anyway, when RO water comes out, and this is the same thing with distilled water. Distilled water, let's say distilling water, is making the water into a vapor and thereby leaving all of the minerals and extra elements that are in the water in the container. But both RO water and distilled water, an interesting fact is that they are considered hungry water. When a life form or a life or a person drinks RO water and distilled water, that water is called hungry water. So it pulls from the cells both good and bad minerals, elements, everything.
Okay.
And passes through and takes it out your elimination system. Another interesting fact about reverse osmosis, or RO and distilled, is it removes all the minerals, all the physical minerals. But the thing that it does not remove is memory.
Mm-hmm.
Memory goes forward. So all the minerals and et cetera that was in the water before goes on through with the water as it's produced out of the RO unit.
So you're saying as it is produced, as it's being created, whether it's by RO or distillation, the water is changed in some way, but the information or the memory that has been associated with that water has not been affected.
That's right.
So in other words, if it's been sludged or it's been whatever it's been, even used as part of some type of chemical treatment or this, that, the memories of all of that, that information remains.
Yes, it does.
Somewhat of in a homeopathic type of effect.
Exactly.
Wow.
So the difference between RO and distilled water and structured water has an effect called life force energy. And in that life force energy, it gives, or let's say, makes readily available all the things that are good for life and makes them readily available as it's passing into through the cells.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that the cell needs that it's carrying with it. And it also has the attribute of pulling from the cell the things that are bad for life.
Well, there was an experiment that was done, and I do not recall the scientist's name. I believe he was French. But he isolated some cells of some animal, living tissues, and literally kept them basically just hydrated with proper water, getting the nutrients in that were needed, getting the waste products out. But they stayed alive for, I don't know, 35 years or something, some ridiculous period of time,
right,
without any degradation, without any aging, without any degeneration. And this is literally the model, and this is the nature of who we are.
Exactly.
If we give our bodies what they need. So water is literally life-sustaining.
Right.
Structured proper, water is.
Right. Proper hydration. Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
All right. And also, if a person is even in a degenerated form or ill or something like that, getting that kind of water, structured water in, would then be life-restoring then.
Absolutely.
Okay. Right. I'm just kind of seeing if I understand this right.
Yes, it potentially will reset your DNA and your RNA.
Okay, wow.
And place you back to that, to what your destiny is.
It's like doing a reboot,
right.
Just rebooting the computer.
Exactly.
Man, oh man. Okay. And like I say, if I didn't say this before, because I don't even recall, but having had my first experiences with structured water, drinking it through one of these devices, you can feel something being received as opposed to something being, yourself being or feeling depleted, so to speak.
Yes. And another thing you'll feel is you'll have a craving for the water. A lot of people, until you become hydrated completely, you'll just have this need to be close to the structured water source.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I think it's a great thing, especially with, I mean, little by little, when you start to understand how this works and the importance of structured water versus just water, you're going to want to have it, because the other part of it is that we're taking a lot of information in when we're showering and bathing. It's kind of like you want to have it anywhere and everywhere.
Exactly right.
You know, I'm curious about where do the water ionizing systems fit in this matrix?
Ionizers generally are electronic.
Mm-hmm.
and you think about it. When you come close to electricity, what happens? You get a shock. And does it feel good to you? No.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in a sense, it's the same thing that happens to water.
You're listening to Talk for Food on webtalkradio.net with Adam Abraham. We're talking with Clayton Nolte, the developer of a biophoton water structuring device.
Water is being electrolyzed, basically, to make a higher hydrogen
to pump it
count.
Up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to
right.
increase its vitality. But it's only temporary. When you electrocute water or electrolyze it, ionize it, you have a temporary increase in hydrogen. You have a temporary increase in oxygen. Generally speaking, there are devices on the market, I believe, that will give you maybe 15 minutes before it falls back to what it was. So you have to consume the water right out of those units. Otherwise, it loses the reason for doing it at all.
Well, there's that word entrainment again. Because after the event has occurred, it gets entrained back to whatever is happening in its environment. I'm just assuming here, but
right.
Just a question. Uh-huh.
Yes. Entrainment is an interesting aspect. And one thing I wanted to complete on this, when you structure water, everything is different. It's more complete. The excess oxygen, excess hydrogen that's in water naturally, when you structure it, that oxygen is released and it's called stable oxygen. The hydrogen that is released is stable hydrogen. Hydrogen is fast moving anyway, but it's at least when the pH is raised to what is balanced, 7.5 alkalinity, it remains stable in
okay.
the water. Same way with the oxygen remains stable. And so you can carry that water around for 6 months. You can have it sitting in a shower for sitting in a refrigerator, and that oxygen will still be in the water.
Oh, okay.
So will the hydrogen. It's called stable hydrogen, stable oxygen.
We're really kind of getting an appreciation for some of the properties and potentials and effects of water.
We started on down the road of entrainment.
Yeah.
Okay, entrainment. You know, yes, let's say bottled water or tap water has an entrainment effect. It will always go back to what it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if you electrocute it, you electrolyze it. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't say electrocute. You electrolyze it, or you whatever you do to it to make it change, it has the propensity to go back to what it was. And that is kind of an aspect of entrainment. It knows what it was, and it knows where it belongs. But when you structure water, structured water has an effect of entrainment also. And all the qualities of the water, which makes it a life force energy, is a very significant quality. The aspect of erasing the memory is another quality. It has no memory. And the quality of increasing the pH. These are things that are easily felt, let's say, in the water, especially when you're utilizing structured water. Okay. If you take a bottle of structured water and you're carrying it with you to work, for instance, or you're carrying it, say you're traveling and you want more structured water, you don't have a unit with you to structure water, what you can do is you can take that bottle and you can set it next to another bottle of store-bought water.
Mm-hmm.
And all the powers, all the attributes of structured water will entrain itself upon the other water around it.
I get the impression here that the higher will entrain the lower.
Absolutely.
Wow. You mentioned this is stable. The water that is produced through your unit retains its qualities, the structured qualities. Does that include when it's cooked?
Yes.
I mean, can you cook with this? Can I make a soup with structured water?
Yes.
Does it pull out fluorides and chlorine? Does it neutralize or pull that out or what?
These small units neutralize it. Chlorine and fluoride are generally introduced to water in the city water as a gas, and the memory of the water tends to hold it in place or cling to it.
Right.
And its water molecules are huge, so they just kind of wrap around all that and hold it in.
Mm-hmm.
So when you structure it, the first thing that happens is the memory is erased, and it frees everything. Everything becomes an individual. So it's free, and the chlorine and the fluoride will generally go up as a gas. Now, If there are elements within the water that do not and are still within the water molecule will assimilate them onto the inside of the water molecule. And again, shield life from that poison that's in your water.
One thing I noticed when I turned my tap on, I seem to smell chlorine.
Yes, you will. And the reason you will is because you have that entrainment effect. Your under the sink unit is sitting there and you have drawn water from it.
Right.
You have drawn water through it.
Mm-hmm.
So the water that's sitting in the pipe has either been structured or there's enough water that is, let's say, entraining upon all the water above it and basically all the water below it. So when you turn your faucet on, the structuring that has occurred has released the gas.
Okay.
But it has nowhere to go until you turn the faucet on.
Mm-hmm.
And when you turn the faucet on, you'll get that burst of gas releasing.
Yeah, I noticed that because it's not something I noticed before I put the filter on.
You just don't want to stand right next to it. You just want to turn the water on a little bit and then draw your water, whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And once the water starts running, you don't really notice it anymore.
Right.
Because it kind of just, I don't really know what happens to it, why it changes it. I think it's the movement of the water, the pressure of the water, the combination, and all the other attributes kind of protect you from that gas escape.
Mm-hmm. So. Wow. Well, it's amazing getting a feel and a sense. Before we end this, just getting back to the ionized water and the ionized system, one of the things I notice is that you are not trying to overcompensate. I mean, in the sense that, okay, we know we need to get to alkalinity and everything else, but you haven't produced something that will 9 and 10 in pH water, for example.
Right.
You're pretty much, what is nature set at, what's natural, what's normal, and basically you've produced that.
Yes, absolutely. Even in the aspect of, everybody says, you know, when you have a cold, for instance, you should take a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Vitamin C or whatever.
Right, mega doses of it.
Mega doses.
Right. Overcompensate.
But overcompensate. And what happens is all the stuff that you're taking may very well make your cold linger longer. I always say your best medicine is water. Okay, so if you just stop everything, just try that sometime. Just stop all the overcompensation and just drink structured water. And it happens for me. I get a cold every once in a while because I get in the wrong place at the wrong time or whatever it is, you know. But I find that when I don't try to overly correct, everything seems to come back into place in the right way. But these units are, again, emulating nature as close as possible. There is no additional frequencies added. It is just what it is. It is a balanced, nature's balanced water. And these units are produced under various labels. You'll find them, there's at least four or five labels out there today. But the quality of the water, the guarantee, again, they have a lifetime warranty. There's nothing to replace, nothing to change.
Or to break down or fall apart.
Or fall apart. There's no moving parts. They're bi-directional. The only things they won't stand, they don't take well, is they don't take sunshine, because sunshine will deteriorate the casing that they're in. And they don't do well when they freeze, because if there's any water left in the inside of them, they will expand and actually deteriorate the insides.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I think this is a great way to see what's important in water and to help us discern the difference. I don't see, and here's the other thing. Knowing about entrainment, you don't even have to fret about if you stuck someplace and have to buy some water. If you've got some structured water around, you're going to basically be able to just sit it next to it and entrain it, and you can structure the store-bought water because it'll take on those properties.
Absolutely.
Wow. This is good stuff to know. Is the water, I need to end, and yet I just got a question. We talked about being able to cook, so it's not even sensitive to heat and anything.
No. It's not, and if you freeze it, generally speaking, you'll get clear ice cubes because structured water freezes at a lower temperature.
Uh-huh.
And sometime in the future, we should do a segment on all the possibilities of what structured water will do out there in all the different, let's say, places that it can be used and the things that you may see.
Well, we're going to make that happen. Clayton, I want to thank you for developing this and for sharing your knowledge and then sharing it with my listeners and viewers. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I do indeed want to thank Clayton for using his knowledge to bring forth this biophoton water structuring device. The biophoton, we probably didn't talk about that much, but quite literally, it is light, it is energy, it is, as our friend Medicine Wolf says, it is actually God, it is white light, which is released. This is what is delivered from the water to us. This is one reason that water is so precious to us, is so important, so foundational. Water appears to be a bridge between realities and between dimensions, because some of the processes, some of the phenomena that occur in water are not measurable, and yet they are detectable. Some people wonder, how do you detect the difference between structured water, non-structured water, tap water, etc.? Well, we have enough experience knowing the cumulative effects of chlorine and fluoride. But you do feel the difference of structured water just by tasting it, because you feel the energy. When I drink some of my biophotonized structured water, I literally can feel energy coming in, which is actually a new phenomenon. You know, we drink water because we know we have to and we're told we do. But I was watching something yesterday. It was on a football game and one of the players being dehydrated. And, oh, we got him some Gatorade. Oh, he drank some Gatorade. And I believe that was a product placement pitch there to put Gatorade in there. But Gatorade does not. That water is not structured, and you are not getting the benefit and the value that you are supposed to be getting out of it. But there's again that perception. We have a lot of perceptions that we need to overcome and to look at again and rethink and shift how we look at certain things, because water is a precious, precious gift, and the condition of the water in our body is precious. So that being said, I want to tell you again, Nature's Hydration is the label that it's under and it's made under. The Nature's Hydration Biophoton Water Structuring Device. You can get it at shop.understanding-mms.com. Check it out. They are available in different sizes. I will also tell you, of course, you can get the Understanding MMS Conversations with Jim Humble DVD. You can get the first samplings of living clay, the calcium bentonite clay, which Clayton actually mentioned in our conversation. And we are starting to appreciate just how important all of these natural components are to our body. The water itself, the earth, and our connection to it. And anytime we are seeking to somehow balance ourselves, improve our health, or maintain and sustain it, it is absolutely important that we start going to and start using those aspects, those gifts that are present. And they are living. They are life-giving. They are life-holding, because they are living themselves. Planet Earth is a living organism, believe it or not. We are part of that living organism. We are essential to it, and it is essential to us. The water, obviously, is essential to us, and the clarity of it, the structured nature of it, is essentially and clearly essential to our health as well. So we're running out of time, but I will say again and invite you, if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for me, write me at adam@talkforfood.com. Look us up now on iTunes, because you can find it. Let people know. And in the meantime, we will see you next week. Be in love. Be yourself. Be bold and be imaginative and wonderful in your creating. And until next week, this is Adam Abraham. This is Talk for Food on WebTalkRadio.net. I'm out of here.
Talk for Food is a Phylos MediaWorks production.